A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Pei Beis, Erevin 82A, pagination page 163, halfway on the page at the new Mishnah starting a new Perek. The Mishnah states on the topic of Erev Techumen, Ketzad Mishtatfim B'Techumen. How indeed do you join in an Erev Techumen? You're placing some food stuff distant from the area so that you are kona your shevisa, you acquire your place of residence, a place distant from the place you are actually at when Shabbos begins. You're projecting to that location where the food is in order that you could walk in that direction because you're limited by a 2,000 amma radius from wherever your residence is, and you obviously want to go in that direction. How do you do it? Meniach hasachavis, you place the jar, the container, the barrel, va'omer, and you say, harei zeh l'chol b'nei iri, this should be for all residents of my city, l'chol mi sheyelech, for anybody who wants to go, l'beis ha'ovel, to the house of mourning. Obviously, someone in the next town lost a relative, and they want to be able to go visit on Shabbos. O l'beis ha'mishteh, or to the house of celebration, a chasana, a feast. They want to be able to go there on Shabbos. So he places it on behalf of everybody in town. And like this, anybody who has intent to be included in it is able to walk in that direction. We discussed the topic of Kinyan, who actually owns this, that it's collectively owned. But people have to know about it in order to be able to acquire. We already saw the Mishnah Berurah's concept, which is that the big reason that they need to know is to be able to acquiesce to it, because whatever you get in one direction, you're going to lose in the other direction, because you're no longer a resident of the city, so to speak. You're now a resident of wherever this barrel is. We'll see a different perspective in the Gemara. And anybody who accepted upon themselves while it's still day, Friday, mutter is going to be permitted to use the Seir of Techumen. But if he only found out and accepted after dark, usur, it's going to be forbidden. The Seir of Techumen will not work for him. Because you can't do Eruv once it's dark. Let's begin the Gemara. There are two concepts that we want to address from this Mishnah. Number one, the Mishnah identified examples of Erev Techumen that you're going to visit a mourner and you're going to participate in the festivities of a joyous event. Both of these are Dvar Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah involved. There's chesed. There's something that the Torah would influence you to want you to do it. What would happen if it was truly a devar harashus, however you define devar harashus, a personal thing? I don't know why. I just want to go. Nothing mitzvah oriented. I'm just in the mood. Or worse, a person is doing something that we would discourage him from doing. He's going to a place, he's hanging out in an area, he's disregarding a mitzvah that is in town, and he's purposely going to the other place. Something that we would discourage him from doing, does that fit the parameters of the Mishnah? Amar Rav Yosef said, Ein ma'arvin ela ledvar mitzvah, you can only do an Erev Techumen for a mitzvah, that's the way we paskin. Imagine a person who knows that they're doing an appeal in his shul on Shabbos, so he makes an Erev Techumen so that he can go somewhere else where he doesn't have to participate in the tzedakah needs of the city. That's his sole reason for the Erev Techumen. Normally he davens here, he has no problem. He knows he found a shtibel that he could daven in that'll get him away, no one will bother him. Can you make an Erev Techumen for that purpose? If a person knows that there's a place to hang out, a certain park, and it fits into Moshav Leitzim, into improper hanging out, whatever they do there, but it's not B'nai Torah-ish. So are you allowed to make an Erev Tuchumen for it? However you can define Dvar Mitzvah, but this is clearly not a Dvar Mitzvah. He's running away from a Mitzvah. So Rav Yosef says you can only do Erev Tuchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. My Kamash Malan, the Gemara says, that's elementary. Tinyana, we learned. What were the examples in our Mishnah? L'chol mi sheyelech lebeis ha'avel o lebeis ha'mishta. He's going to the mourner. He's going to the festive of a chasna. Of course it could only be for a Dvar Mitzvah. Ma'u detem, I would have thought, urcha de mosek tani, it's just examples that were given. Kamash Malon, Rav Yosef is teaching you that those examples are correct examples of what an Erev Tuchumen will work for. And for other things, Chazal did not give you the dispensation and the logic and however this tchum works. They didn't give it to you if you're going to be doing something we don't want you to be doing. Or even a Dvar Rishus, however you define Dvar Rishus. Now, the reason I'm so ambiguous on this Dvar Rishus is because it starts getting very vague. The Ramah, in bringing this halacha, writes that if a person wants to go to a place where he'll be able to walk in the pardesim, in the orchards, to enjoy Hashem's creation, to get some serenity on Shabbos, he says that's a Dvar Mitzvah. No, it's any time you can conjure up what we ask you to do all the time. Why are you going there? What mitzvah are you doing? You go into a store to buy a bottle of milk. What are you doing? We want you to pay attention. I'm doing a mitzvah. Nutritious food, whatever it is. So the Ramah wants us to do the same Shabbos Yom Tov regarding Erev Tuchumen. But once you did it, if you could justify it, it almost seems like virtually any Dvar HaRashus could be turned into a Dvar Mitzvah, provided that it's not the extreme examples that I gave you where we would actually discourage you from doing those things. So walking in an orchard, going for a Shabbos walk, is a Dvar Mitzvah, and you could justify Erev Tuchumen for that. Let's continue in the Gemara. V'chol shakibol alav mibe'od yom, and anybody who accepted while it's still day, shamak mina, what do you see from those words of the Mishnah? Ein breira. You can't have later clarification. And Tosis points out that's a pretty novel thing to say, because we were under the impression that you could have later clarification when it's a rabbinic topic. So Erev Tuchumen is a rabbinic topic, and one would think that as long as you knew before Shabbos began that there is an Erev Tuchumen, you can later clarify whether you want to use the Erev Tuchumen to the east or the Erev Tuchumen to the west. Breira, later clarification, and then date back on my intent and say, that's what I always wanted. I just didn't know what I didn't make my final decision, but when Shabbos began, it turns out that that was my decision. We had the concept of breira, you'll remember. A person is using untithed produce from a barrel. And he says, whichever one is at the end, that's going to end up being the tithe. So the question is, can you do that? That's the principle of breira, that I don't know which cup is going to be the tithe on this wine. But when I get to the very bottom, the last cup I scoop out and I actually give to the Kohen, that would end up huvrar. It turns out that that's the one that I meant, even though humanly I would never have been able to. It's constantly mixing. I don't know how you would. But in the end, at least Hashem knows which cup ends up being the proper one. So even though that's highly debatable in general mitzvahs, but when it comes to derabbanon, the assumption would have been that it works, and the Gemara is astounded. Ein breira? You don't even say breira by a derabbanon. Why can't he just know about it before Shabbos and decide on Shabbos if he's using the Erev or not? Di'yesh breira, because if you do hold of breira, tigli milsa l'mafreya, let it be revealed retroactively from later on when he makes the decision, d'mibo'od yom avanichale, that while it was still day, That's what he meant. Retroactively, you could do that. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, you're right. Hodu uhu velo hodu uhu ktani. The way to learn this Mishnah is they didn't even notify him about the Eruv. you need at least notification about the Eruv so that he can make a decision, and then you could do Huvrar. If he doesn't even know, in the words of Rashi, so my Bereira Ika, what are you later clarifying? He didn't even know, you didn't even put your stake in the ground and let him know so that later you could hang your flag on it. So you need at least that he knows beforehand, and then during Shabbos, you could have the clarification that will activate the Eruv on his behalf. If he didn't even know, then the Eruv would not work. Okay, have a great day. So